Svarno Parshas Kisetze. So at the beginning of the parsha, we have if a man has two wives, and he has a bachor from one of them, and he doesn't like that kid, and then he has a child from the other one, and he likes him better, so he can't give the bachora to the one he likes better, who's not really the bachor. He has to give it to the true bachor. So the Svarno just points out, when it says that one you like and one you don't like, it has to be, we're talking, this halacha, that you can't give the bechorah to the kid you like, you have to give it to the kid you don't like, who happens to be the bechor, that's when it's just a like thing. You just don't, you like one kid for whatever reason and don't like the other. But if it's one is a Rasha, and that's why you don't like him, the other kid's a Tzaddik, that's why you like him, then you are allowed, says the Svarno, to give the bechorah to the kid you like, even if he's not the bechor, because if the other one's a Rasha, then that's not included in this. Okay, and that's based on the Gemara in Bava Basra. And daf kuf lam gimel on the base. Okay. Then we have the ben sora mora. So just the words sorer or mora. The Svarno explains sorer is goes off, you know, does the wrong thing. But mora, he's rebellious. In other words, to be a ben sora mora, you need both. That the kid is doing the wrong things. Plus he's rebellious because his rebelliousness makes it that he's not going to do tshuva, and that's when he becomes the ben sora mora that's going to be killed. Okay, so that person gets killed, and then his body is going to be hung. So when his body is hung, don't let it stay up there too long. Ki kilas elokim taloi. What does it mean, elokim? So the Svarno says that the word elokim just means any. It's used also for heavenly things, and it just means anything that's not physical, any like spiritual type thing. So a neshama is also that. So like a person has a tzelem elokim. So that's what it means, kilas elokim taloi. And he explains that that's when, you know, when Shaul asked the Balas Ov to bring up Shmuel, it says, elokim ra'isi olim. So that's the same idea. It means neshama, so I can mean neshama too. Okay. Then we have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. So the Svarno just comments that there is a little bit of Gemilas Chesed over here to not take the mother and the child. And therefore, but it's a small thing. So in other words, even for this little Gemilas Chesedim, that you didn't take the everything, you left a little over, you left the mother over. So that you get schar for, and it says, you know, you get schar in olam haba, you get ochel peres b'olzeh v'keren kemes olam haba, he says. So if that's for a small mitzvah like shiluach hakein, it says v'arach d'yomim and all that, so kol shekein, a serious chesed, would have that. That is ochel peres b'olzeh v'keren kemes olam haba. You get the peres in this world too. Okay, then we have that you can't have an ammonia moavi bekal Hashem. And the reason is, the pasuk says, Ashelo kidmos chem balechem abamayim. And masher sachar alecha as bilam ben boor. Okay, so it says that, you can't marry Ammon and Moav. And it says because they didn't go out and give you lechem and mayim, and they hired Bilam. Okay, so the Svarno says that both of them didn't come out and give offer a lechem and mayim, but Moab gave it for money. They would, you know, if you wanted to buy food from them, they would give it to you. Like that famous deer, because it says in Perek Beis, it said that they told one king, "Let us come through and give us food like Moabim did." So you'd have to say, therefore, that the Moavim gave them money, gave them food, but they had to pay for it. And the Ammonim didn't even do that. They didn't even offer them food for money. The Moavim gave it to them for money. Okay, so maybe Moav should be a little bit better than Ammoni. No, Moav did something worse. They are the ones that hired Bilam. So they got a huge negative. They hired Bilam. That's the second half of the Pasuk. That's Moav. The first half of the pasuk, Asher lo kidmu eschem, so again, really, they both weren't kidmu, but Moab was a little bit better about it in that they offered it for money. That's the Svarno's pshat. Okay, then we have this pasuk about ribbons that says, l'nachri sashich, l'achich lo sashich. So usually I think that's translated as, you can charge ribbons to a guy, but don't charge ribbons to your friend. the yid. So Sfarno says, no, you got it backwards. It's lachiv sashich pay ribbis to the guy. Lachiv halos sashich, but do not pay ribbis to the Jew. L'mani v'recha, so that's the bracha, because you'll make, if you don't pay the guy who you made up to give ribbis to, then you make yichal Hashem. Therefore, lachiv sashich, that's why it's a mitzvah, meaning if you agreed to pay it, then you must pay it. Then we have, it says, lo yimsu avos albanim, that the if the father or son doesn't have Eira, the other one doesn't get killed because of it. So as far as it says, this is the chiddush here is that even a king who would want to do it, in other words, if the father, let's say, is against the king, so the king may want not just to kill the father, kill the whole family, because what happens if they kill the father? The kids are going to grow up even bigger haters of the king. So you would think that would be a good reason for the king to kill the whole family. But that's what this pasuk is saying. A Jewish king can't do that. If the father's more of a malchus, you can't kill the kids, and he brings in Divrei Yomim exactly that happened for this reason, meaning this pasuk, that this is in Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Gimel and Dalet. It says, V'hi kasher chazka mamlach alav ayarag zavadav ha-makam es melech aviv. But Bnei Him Lo Hamis, this is a Jewish king that he didn't kill the kids, because you can't. Like, the kids don't die for the father's sins. About the mitzvah of Yibum, the Sfarno says that it's considered, when you have a kid, it's considered as if the mace had a kid, because whose condition was it? When you do Yibum, you don't need a new condition, because it's really the pre-existing condition, kedushin of the brother. Therefore, if you have a kid, when his live brother has a kid, it's considered as if the older brother had a kid, because it was through his kedushin. That's how he explains it. And he says, Onan, if you remember. So Aaron Onan died, Yehuda's kids. So Onan did not want to do Yibum because he hated his brother. And he didn't want the child to be considered Puravu for his brother. So that's why Hashem got angry at him. Okay, that's basically it, even though it's a long parsha with tons of stuff. Wasn't that many Sfarnos, so I guess we'll end it here.